This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimidi with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Authorities on high alert as heavy rains trigger floods, landslides and highway disruptions. Department of Consumer Protection warns against illegal footwear trade. Transport entrepreneurs propose road accident relief fund. And U.S. launches 8th consecutive night of airstrikes on Iran. Now, the news in detail. Authorities have intensified disaster preparedness across the country as the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over the next few days. A meeting of the Monsoon Response Command Post, led by National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, has directed district administrations, security agencies and local governments to remain on high alert, particularly in red alert districts across Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. Emergency response teams, rescue equipment and relief supplies have been placed on standby while residents in high-risk settlements may be relocated if necessary. Floods and landslides have already disrupted transport in several parts of the country. 6 major highways, including sections of Kanti Highway, Mechi Highway, Orniko Highway and Kali Gandaki Corridor remain blocked. Road damage has also interrupted traffic in Tanahu and Taplejung, while nighttime vehicle movement have been suspended on the Beni Darbang and Beni Jomsum roads in Magdi because of landslide risk. Nighttime transport services have also been suspended for 2 days in 8 districts of Gandaki province as a precaution. Meanwhile, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority says river flows are being monitored continuously, with 21 districts currently assessed to be at moderate flood risk. Likewise, the Kathmandu District Administration has also urged the public to avoid unnecessary night travel, check road conditions before essential journeys and remain alert to official weather advisories as the monsoon becomes more active. The Department of Industry said that Nepal received foreign direct investment commitments worth Rs. 58 billion during the fiscal year 2082-83. The department says investment commitments were approved for 1,116 projects, including 897 projects worth about Rs. 9.58 billion through the automatic route and 219 projects worth around 48 billion through the approval route. By sector, the agriculture sector attracted the largest investment commitments at Rs. 23 billion for 18 projects. The tourism sector received commitments of Rs. 13 billion for 227 projects, followed by the energy sector with Rs. 7 billion for 4 projects. The manufacturing sector secured Rs. 3 billion for 63 projects, while the information technology sector received Rs. 2.83 billion for 727 projects. Meanwhile, the Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has warned businesses against the illegal trade of footwear products. The department says complaints indicate that unlabeled, low-quality and illegally imported shoes and slippers are being sold through both physical markets and online platforms. It has directed producers, importers, wholesalers and suppliers to comply with the Consumer Protection Act by ensuring proper product labeling and meeting all legal obligations. The department has cautioned that violations of the law in the footwear business are punishable under the Consumer Protection Act. The Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs has proposed the creation of a road accident relief fund to provide immediate rescue, medical treatment and compensation for road accident victims. In separate memorandums submitted to the Ministers for Infrastructure Development and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, the Federation suggested incorporating the provisions into the amendment of the Motor Vehicle and Transport Management Act 2018. 2049. The Federation has proposed imposing an additional 1 rupee per litre on petrol and diesel and 1 rupee per unit on electricity used for charging electric vehicles to finance the fund. It has also recommended depositing 1% of third-party motor insurance premiums into the fund, along with annual contributions from the federal, provincial and local governments. According to the Federation, the proposed fund would help ensure prompt treatment and financial assistance for accident victims, particularly in cases where insurance coverage is insufficient or compensation cannot be paid immediately. Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, has initiated efforts to resolve the 15-year-long land dispute between Rampur campus and the Agriculture and Forestry University in Chitwan. During a monitoring visit, the minister inspected the educational, research and administrative activities as well as infrastructure and library facilities of both institutions. He also held discussions with university officials, teachers, employees and other stakeholders. The minister was informed that the unresolved land dispute has affected educational development, infrastructure expansion and the implementation of long-term plans at both institutions. Minister Pokhrel pledged to seek a lawful and coordinated solution that safeguards the interest of both institutions, describing them as key centers for producing skilled human resources and advancing agricultural education and research in the country. Stakeholders expressed confidence that the minister's initiative would help resolve the long-standing dispute and support the future development of both institutions. Similarly, Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisa Mehta has called for developing the National Ayurveda Panchakarma and Yog Center in Budanilkantha into a center of excellence. During a visit to the center yesterday, the minister reviewed its infrastructure, ongoing services and plans, and held discussions with officials on improving service quality and institutional development. She also directed the center to strengthen public awareness of its services and pledged the ministry's support for its further development. Minister Mehta also stressed the need to promote the production, conservation and effective use of Nepal's medicinal herbs. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to formulate and implement an integrated action plan for the protection, empowerment and development of the Kusunda and other endangered indigenous communities. In its study report on the human rights situation of the Kusunda community 2083, the Commission recommended that the federal government develop integrated settlements within the communities free, prior and informed consent. It also called on the federal, provincial and local governments to strengthen policies and legal measures to preserve the Kusunda language and culture while improving access to education, healthcare, vocational training and employment. The Commission further recommended recognizing the community's traditional land and housing rights and expanding efforts to protect its cultural heritage. According to the 2021 National Census, Nepal is home to 253 Kusunda people. The report warns that although the community has gradually shifted from a nomadic to a settled lifestyle, its unique identity, language and culture remain critically endangered. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has launched a new round of airstrikes against Iran for the 8th consecutive night, further escalating tensions between the two countries. The U.S. Central Command said the strikes were carried out on the orders of President Donald Trump and were aimed at degrading Iran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The military also said the attacks were intended as a response to Iranian ballistic missile and drone strikes strikes in Jordan that killed two U.S. service members and left another missing. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, accused Washington of repeatedly violating last month's memorandum of understanding between the two countries. The latest escalation comes after a preliminary ceasefire agreement collapsed earlier this month. Both Washington and Tehran have accused each other of violating the accord, while regional tensions continue to rise. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or thunder showers with lightning at many places over the mountainous region of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain or thunder showers with lightning at most places over the hilly region and at many places over the Tarai region. There is a possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places over the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, at a few places over Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places over the Tarai region of Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of extremely heavy rainfall at one or two places over the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Furthermore, the division stated that the monsoon trough is currently positioned slightly north of its average location, while in the eastern part of the country it remains close to its normal position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Authorities on high alert as heavy rains trigger floods, landslides and highway disruptions. Department of Consumer Protection warns against illegal footwear trade. Transport entrepreneurs propose road accident relief fund. And U.S. launches eighth consecutive night of air strikes on Iran. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.